Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps understanding the paradox of parenting and education and development and everything to do with children. I should actually say welcome to the first episode in such a long time. I have been missing in action for so long. Honestly, if missing in action needed a definition, that would be me, and I'm really sorry for that, but there's a reason why I've been missing in action and I will explain it. So my name is Danielle Ochieng. I have over 13 and I think it's now 15 years of experience with children. I'm absolutely passionate about the holistic child, and that's why I do what I do. So as I was planning my comeback after almost 2 years of being MIA from podcasting, I was in a fix of which of my listed topics to start with, and I thought, why not this one? And I will explain three of my reasons why. First is because March is generally the month that celebrates women. And second, and most importantly, is when you've been in the field of children and keen, as you continue to grow older and more experienced and interact with more and more mothers, out of the normal, how is your child doing? How is everything? You get to see how heavy this load of raising a child can be, whether you have a supportive partner or not. And I'm here to tell mothers that it is okay if everything doesn't feel fine, and it's okay not to be okay, something we've had a lot of times, and it's also okay to question a lot about your mothering, about your choice of having kids, or a lot. You know what? I'm not going to get into those details. But the last reason, so I'll get back to that reason because it's the main reason why I'm here and why I do these podcasts. But the second reason explains why I was MIA for almost 2 years. And no, it is not because I became a mother, but I just needed a break. I was doing my master's, which was in counseling psychology with a focus on children and adolescents, which I finished in 21. And I was handling it well until I wasn't. The coursework was okay. Then came the practicals, which I did in a remand center for children. It was a lot, but we do recover. And that even gave me more zeal to continue my podcast on children because, wow, guys, anyone's child can find themselves on the wrong side of the law. And it all stems to who we are and how we are. And so there was my thesis, which took a huge toll on me. It was on the relationship between father-child attachment and children's self-esteem. So it involved a lot of field work and everything in between. Then I got a new job. That is another thing. And then running my own stuff. So it was a lot. And I had to tell myself that I needed a break before I break. And that's why this topic. Also the importance of an amazing support system. And thanks to all who helped me safely navigate that life of 2020-2021. Because a lot of good things came out of that time. And also for those I had to get rid of to stay sane. So it's all part of needing a break. So yes, that was another reason why I chose this topic as a first comeback. We all need a break, and to mothers especially, I am here to reassure you that needing one or asking for one does not make you a bad mother or weaker than your mother was when she raised you, or than your friend who seems to have it all together or looks like they have it all figured out. It also doesn't mean that you love your children less or they will love you less simply because you need a break or you actually do take one. And for the times you feel like you're doubting your mothering skills, or even the need to take a break, or you feel like you're not doing enough, or you're not doing good enough, or you're actually terrible at it, I actually came across this hilarious and worthy audiovisual book called There Are Moms Way Worse Than You, Irrefutable Proof That You Are Indeed a Fantastic Parent. It was written by Glenn Buzan, and I thought I'd share some parts of it here with you. So here we go. And although you'll make some big mistakes, remember this is true. When put into perspective, there are moms way worse than you. You won't be worse than hamster moms no matter how you try. Sometimes they eat their newborn pups, we still don't yet know why. A mom giraffe is pretty nice until the fetus drops. She'll birth a newborn baby calf, then kick him till he walks. If someone calls you selfish mom and makes you feel like crud, tell them sometimes jocular ants will suck the baby's blood. Whenever you feel guilty that you haven't cleaned the house, sexton beetles raise their kids inside a decomposing mouse. So that is just some highlight of the book, but I would highly encourage that you go look for it and listen to it or watch it. It should genuinely help you feel better.
And it should also help you laugh and, you know, just feel a bit light about everything and just going through the entire book. So it's okay to need a break and feel like sometimes you're not doing enough, even if you actually are. As long as you're not raising your child in a decomposing house or kicking them to work, then you're good to go, mama. So from moving to decomposing houses and sucking baby's blood, I remember there's a time when I was younger in the field, so this field of working with children, and I always had this wanting to help mentality because I thought like I would one day go up to parents. So this was in church where I worked with kids, because my best and foundational experience was in church with the children and parents there. And, you know, tell mothers or fathers or parents to go on a weekend break, and I would keep their kids entertained, you know, and make sure they're doing good at home while the parents are out there. But just obviously make sure they have a nanny with me, because cooking and cleaning is where I draw the line. You know, or just even go up to couples and tell them to go on a weekend vacation, you know, just the two of them to rekindle their love and talk things out. And I would take care of their kids for that time, because I saw how much parenting can impact individual and family well-being for some, and actually very heavily for others. So it's a lot, and I wanted to be, I don't want to say if it's a savior, but I just really wanted to help, you know, because I was like, yo, I'm dealing with 30 of your kids, and this is a lot, and I'm just dealing with them on Sundays. This is not even before I went to the classroom and I was dealing with them daily, but these parents need a break, you know, just to find themselves. Because when things get very overwhelming for you as a mother, and you know how heavy these things get to a point where sometimes some, if not most of us, have found yourselves lashing at people, and especially your children, and you look back and ask yourself, okay, so why was I screaming, or why did I beat them for something so small? I mean, if you can relate to that, please just put your hands up where you are. Anyway, it's because you're tired or stressed or angry or all of them, because mothering is not easy for many people. And having a combination of all this and then lashing out at your kids is more harmful to them than you not being there. Yes, I did say what I said. And for the times you feel that you're losing it, it's okay to tell your children that you need some time alone, even if it's just going to your room and like closing everything. Let them know that you're tired and you're feeling upset or sad, because this not only gives you space as a mother, but it also teaches your children that it's okay not to be okay and to need some time off when things get overwhelming. And then now you know, to add on to all this, it's for the mothers whose partners say that all you do is sit with the kids the whole day, and then you have the guts to say that you're tired, yet I'm the one who leaves the house to go to work. Okay, you know, for one, it is the A in audacity for me for such people to talk like that. And yet the same fathers would not even sit a single day or handle their kids alone for a single day in church or at a family gathering. They're like, go to your mother, but they have the audacity to do that. Mothers, it is okay to be tired. It's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. But above it all, you just need to take a break. You need to decompress. And I will explain a bit later where or how you can do that. May not be popular opinion, especially in 2023, in the age of gentle parenting and, you know, every parent doing things for themselves. But I'll get to that. Because all I'm saying is that my heart really goes out to you. Amidst the many things you're probably battling with that we have no idea of, that you don't say much, as it could be your self-esteem that was greatly affected from abuse or neglect, or, you know, losing yourself to your roles as a wife and mother and wondering who you are or if it even matters. Then let's add finances. Either you're the sole breadwinner or you're being made to contribute 50-50 despite you doing 110% of the household chores and the children, to wondering if you're a good mother, which, by the way, you are. And, you know, the ever-changing hormones, postpartum depression or anxiety for new mothers. Sorry if you hear a child in the background laughing. I live in an estate where this more kids, I feel like they came this year and it makes me so happy. So if you hear like kids laughing in the background, that is it. Back to the topic. You can also be wishing you could just take a break and go out and enjoy yourself and forget about your kids. That is okay. To your own childhood, you might have childhood or adolescent traumas that you've never spoken about that haunt you every day and are affecting how you do things or interact with others, especially your children. Sometimes you're probably thinking, you know what, I shouldn't have chosen this path of parenting because my peers seem to be, in quotes, doing better than I am, you know, since they took different paths from what you did. And because mothering does change, there's some who manage to keep it, but it does change a lot. And you may feel, I shouldn't have. as someone who's worked with children with all ages, I'm talking of working even with kids in the early 20s. Spending time with your children and prioritizing them, it's not in vain. I've actually observed, experienced, and read about a huge difference between the children or the outcomes of children whose parents were intentional and present and those who were barely there. So what I'm trying to say doesn't mean you have to be with your child 24 hours a day before working parents come to me and stone me, because it can happen. Please spare my life. I am not Jesus. Do not want to die on this cross. Just giving up my information. So don't regret your decision, Mama, of choosing to be a parent. Being a fully present mother who prioritizes her children will eventually make you proud, because the love, connection, the discipline, the presence, and everything you give and do cannot be replaced by anything in this world. And I will repeat, can never be replaced, even by the best school, the best house, the best vacation. Being that present and loving parent can never be replaced. And I'm saying this not just as someone who has witnessed and experienced such children, or studied or read about the difference that such upbringing makes, but also as someone who was lucky enough to have had both parents be those type of parents to us. Even seeing my siblings and how we all turned out as adults, I was going to say in one teen, but my sister about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, became 20. So whatever, that turned 20 years old. So happy birthday, baby Joy. Anyway, point is, seeing how we also turned out, we owe it all to our parents, and especially my mom, because she did commit her time and love and energy to raising us well into our adulthood. And because she was always there when we needed her. A very present help in time of need. If you don't get it. Anyway, for those who don't get it, honestly, that's a Bible verse about God, who's a very present help in time of need. But yes, am I calling my mom God? Well, she did create us out of nothing. And did raise us and everything. That's not the point. And yet, mothers, you are gods. Let me just tell you, even the Bible refers to us as gods, it's more Jesus. Y'all are gods. Let nobody tell you. You create out of nothing. You sustain us, right? And what does God do? He sustains his people. He gives them bread. He gives them food. You protect us. What does God say? Doesn't he protect his people? You provide. Don't you provide, mothers? You love. Don't you love us? Don't you forgive us? Don't you discipline us when we need it? Y'all are gods. You know, let nobody tell you you are superior. You know, I love Shaggy's song where he says, "So amazing how this world was made. He wonders if God is a woman." And for everything that we see, I am convinced she might just be a woman. Because your mothers, y'all are out of this world. Anyway, back to track. Before people come at me for, "Oh, Danielle, why are you not talking about fathers?" First of all, this is not a competition, okay? We can't every time when we talk about, "Oh, the sky is blue, why don't you never talk about the orange sky? Oh, Arsenal is better than Manchester, why don't you talk about Chelsea?" You know what? If the topic is about blue skies, let it be blue skies. If it's about Arsenal, let it be Arsenal. If it is about whatever, let it be that. So it's not a competition between fathers and mothers. And so, yes, this is mothers. And we all know that mothers are generally not always, but generally more involved holistically in parenting, and it takes a huge toll on them, especially if they do not have support. Remember, they carry that child in their womb for months. They experience the birthing process and the breastfeeding pain. Yes, starting breastfeeding can be one of the most excruciating pains. In case you didn't know, I found that and I'm like, okay, new trauma unlocked. Anyway, to ensure that they've eaten, they've slept, they're clean, they've played, and everything in between. We salute you, mothers, okay? So please ask for help when you need it. I mean, I keep wondering what happened to "it takes a village to raise a child." Let the village help you when you need a break. Even when your child misbehaves, let it help. Don't be quick to condemn the village when it does that, because they will leave that child even if it misbehaves or is in danger in your absence, because you'll be like, "Not my monkey, not my circus." And too many people are already in that space, because the one time they tried to help a child that they're doing something that was wrong or disrespectful or dangerous, and they were stopped, and then the parent comes at that person. So everybody's like, you know what, to each their own. And the danger of this is when kids grow up in such an environment, your child may actually be in danger, and people will just look at your child and say, "Hey, the last time I tried." So you know what, if they get kidnapped, if they get hurt, if they get whatever, everybody will just look. So let's not condemn the village for trying to help us, you know, and let them help when they need to help. But in all this, just make sure they are not being abused and harmed, because every single village has a madman, and we need to protect our children from those madmen. And also, hurt feelings from being corrected is not abuse, because your child was corrected for something they did that they shouldn't have, and they didn't take it lightly because of gentle parenting, and they're not corrected at home. Don't take that as abuse. Feelings will get hurt. People need to be corrected. They need to be helped for the society to function. Just let people help. That's all I'm going to say. Whether it's in good times or in bad times, ask the village to help you. Whether it's your family, your friends, you know, relatives, your churchmates, your colleagues, take a break if you need one. And don't say, oh, nobody's going to help, because you won't know unless you've asked, and you will never know until you do. So as I close this episode, I will emphasize, take that break, mama, before it breaks you. If you feel you've lost your happiness, find it and seek help if you need to find it and you don't know how to do it. Because even for the child, it's very hard for them to grow up in a safe space if mommy is constantly stressed, sad, or feels sorry for herself every single time. I know the part I'm getting into is our Did You Know fact. It usually comes, if you're new, it usually comes at the beginning of the episode. But this time I decided to put it at the end because of how dark it was. So here goes. Drum rolls. So our Did You Know fact is, did you know that maternal suicide deaths are more common than maternal deaths caused by postpartum hemorrhage and hypertensive disorders? And we've also had way too many stories for our own liking of mothers killing themselves and killing their children or everybody. And what does this Did You Know fact tell us? Being a mother can weigh heavily on your mental and emotional well-being, even more than high blood pressure can, as lethal as we all know high blood pressure is. So please don't let stress take you out when you can ask for help. Yes, your children really, really do need you, but you need you too. So take that break. We won't judge, and for those who judge you, imagine, tell them there's way worse mothers than you are. They can check in the animal kingdom. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll meet you in the next episode. I will be posting twice a month on the second and fourth Thursday of each month. So make sure you follow or subscribe, depending on which platform you're using, and like it. And when you need a reminder that it's okay for you to want to take a break from mothering, come and listen to this again and share to the mother who needs it too. And if you need help in anything, please reach me on my email on babystepsbyd@gmail.com. D is DEE, and I will help where I can and refer where I need to. Bye.